Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanunoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe as teachers threaten to boycott work.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-6192077, and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe, where doctors are on strike and are likely to be joined by teachers tomorrow on the first day of the 2019 financial year. Doctors who are demanding salary payments in United States dollars, improved working conditions, and the revival of the state-sponsored vehicle loan scheme downed tools on December 1st, 2018. Teachers today held several meetings with state officials as the Zimbabwe Teachers Association has already declared that its members are too incapacitated to start work tomorrow. The teachers are also demanding payment in US dollars as the current quasi-currency, the bond note, has lost value together with the real-time gross settlement. And this comes at a time when most parents are saying they are struggling to buy uniforms and pay fees for school-going children. Please note that we are live-streaming this show on Facebook pages VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. And I want to thank you for your time. I'm going to thank you for your abantu sibili enhliziyweni lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngokukhalela umsebenzi okwenziwa ngodokotela sibele sikhatshana sibili kumbe ngathi namhlanje kukwanise amalanga angu-38 kuzobuya ke wababalisi bathi kusasa balakho ukuthi abasoze beye emsebenzini kusenzakala khonokho abazali bathi abayenelisi ukuthenga impahla yabantwana ngenxa yokuthi ke phela imali iyahlupha nxa sisikhangela udokotela nababalisi bathi imali asebeyifuna ukuthi babhadalwe iholo labo ngamadola emelika. Kuzobuya ke siyabona ukuthi-ke uhulumende uthi hhayi abanye odokotela sebebuyele emsebenzini kodwa odokotela bathi akunjalo. Kusobala ukuthi uhulumende uzama ukuthi aqile abantu ebatshengisele ngazani sebele sivumelwano khonokho akakenzakali khonokho. So ke sifuna ukuzwangani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu ngenani kuhlelo khona manje nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kunjalo baba wandi.
Ndiwe, nasi tuku kutarisa nyaya mamiriro akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe maererano nenyaya dzezvemari nenyaya dzezvoupfumi nenyaya dzevashandi vazhinji vavo vakumboranwa mabasa ndo nyaya yatikuda kuti titarise tikurukure nhasi kuda kuti pananewo mazano tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sezvamanzwa kana muchida kuti kupinda muchirongwa munotifonera pa 001-202-619-2077 tigokufonerai mugotipavo pfungwa dzenyu. Mamiro zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka mazuva ano pamusoro penyaya dzezveupfumi pamusoro penyaya dzezvemari tina maticha varayiridzi vari kuramwa mabasa vari kutotibo kutangidza mangwana chaiko vanenge vachishanda mazuva maviri pasvondo rese rese kusvika hurumende yagadzirisa zviri kuvanetsa asi vati kwanzi tinopa hurumende mazuva gumi namana kana hurumende isina kuita zvavari kuda vava kuita pastrike chaiyo zvokugara kumba zvokusaenda kuchikoro. Saka ndogumwe rutivi. Uno rumwe rutiviwo vana chirembavo vari kutivo vane zvichemo zvavanoda kuti dene hurumende yagadzirisa havasi kuendawo kumabasa. Nyaya dzacho dziri kungoramba dzichienderera mberi, asi hurumende iri kuti chimwe chezvichemo zvavarayiridzi nana chiremba chokuti vabhadhagwa nemari yokunze kana kuti US dollar hazvigoni, nokuti hurumende inoti haina mari yokuita zvose izvozvo. Zvino ndo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa. Musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda paFacebook page yedu live iko zvinoti chikurukura dhuve.
Ye, kunjalo ke njombo wande ekubeka ke pakati kwenu ikuti ke uhlelo lolu luphuma ke live kuFacebook kuVOA Studio 7, VOA Shona lakuVOA Ndebele. Lingakhohlwa njalo lokuthi sikhona phela emsakazweni weStudio 7. So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former parliamentarian and is a current member of the ruling party. He's in the Central Committee. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us and Happy New Year.
Oh, compliments of the new season indeed. We thank the Lord, and at least there's a bit of rain now that are pouring on us, so it gives us some bit of hope, especially on the livestock and also the crops. This is a good development for 2019. What a way to start 2019. We thank the Lord indeed.
When we look at the economic situation in Zimbabwe, indications are that you know, the economy is declining very fast, and the U.S. dollar is, you know, everyone wants to be paid now in U.S. dollars. We know that the doctors have been on strike for a long time now. Teachers are also threatening to go on strike. And it seems as if the situation in the country, Mr. Chuma, is very chaotic now. So what is going on?
Well, I can safely tell you that we at times get to a point of inconsiderations and at times of not being sincere with ourselves, and at times being so pessimistic that we never want to give anything a chance. This is a new dispensation that just began its journey. And honestly speaking, I would have loved and I would have thought that the most logical thing that should have happened is that we should all have given it a chance, rallied behind it, and make it work. Because unfortunately, like I have repeatedly said, this game of economics will take everybody on board. It cannot be done by one party, the ruling party, ZANU-PF. It can't be done by a certain sector. Even if we were to give MDC the rocks today, and then ZANU-PF decided to sabotage their spell, they will still come under the same conditions as we are facing now. So the economy needs everybody to speak with one voice, everybody to remember that Zimbabwe is the first common denominator to all of us before we are either ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO, or either Catholic, Zayoja, or my church, same way. But we will face us, Zimbabweans. We are born to be Zimbabweans. Then we choose what we want to do with our lives later on. So this is the moment when people really need to have a strong and big paradigm shift to come back together and say, let us focus. Just like what the president said when he was inaugurated, he actually opened up the doors for even the opposition leader, Advocate Chamisa, to say, come, we have a role to play in this new government. And such is the way and the direction that we need to take as Zimbabweans if we're going to rescue this moment and come out a better country with a very versatile economy.
But apparently it is very clear that ZANU-PF is actually in power. And for you to blame the opposition of sabotaging the economy and all those things, some people are saying, you know what, ZANU-PF has failed and is not doing the right thing. So are people precise, really correct to say the problem is with ZANU-PF, nothing else?
No, it can't be true. ZANU-PF is coming up to say, let us work together, let us develop this economy, and they are trying to bring up policies to open up. If you remember, the previous regime had no open-door policy at all. We were disengaging ourselves from everybody, the international community. But now this new regime led by our President Mnangagwa is saying that, no, let us engage everybody. Let us look east and look west and look everywhere and have everybody partaking of this beautiful nation called Zimbabwe. So that's the trajectory that we need. But now the problem is that there are others who are saying, so how are we going to succeed? That's why I said that even if MTC had to come into power now and ZANU-PF adopts such kind of hypocrisy and such kind of mentality to say we are going to throw spanners into the works of MTC, they will never go anywhere. My brother, that's why they said united will stand but divided will fall. So as long as everybody doesn't come to this party, we are going to have a problem. So this is the time when people need to realize that patriotism must be more than a partisan politics of saying, I'm ZANU-PF, I'm MDC. MDC can have good ideas, and ZANU-PF must be able to embrace those ideas and move on with them. ZANU-PF can have good ideas. MDC must accept that as well, and we all move on together. But always want to oppose and oppose each other for the sake of opposing, then we'll never grow, we'll never go anywhere. Let us take examples from nations like where you are right now in America. The Democrats and the Republicans can fight and oppose each other, but when it comes to the issue of America, they will close ranks and come together. And that's why America is where it is today. But with our mentality here of saying, whatever ZANU-PF says,
as we speak right now, Mr. Chuma, there's a government shutdown here in America over differences on matters to do with border security and others. But meanwhile, can you hold there? I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Opet Masarawure, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Masarawure, good evening and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much,
Yes, I think Mr. Wando will pose a question.
Ko mabudiswa mjere ngo ai nae va Masarawure.
Ah, dabuda mjere maafikati hurumende yedu iripetedi ine apeta yekufunga vanhu yekubvisa vanhu vasitakana zombo yekubvisa vanhu vasati kubvisa nacho tungori vadzidzisi vari kutambura vanototoda kudya tida kutumira vana vedu kuzvikoro saka tasungwa tikazoburiswa after 3 hours. Tasungwa anonga tazobuda kwako kuma 100 here tabuda tasungwa kuma around 14.
Mhosva yamanga muchipomerwa ndeyei?
Hatina mhosva yatapomerwa, tangoita dzimwe zvekuita nguva sangana nemabhinya asi ari mapurisa akatopfeka uniform dzenyika vanotobhadharwa mari mumateti zvedu sevanhu vakatopfeka zvose zvombo zvekugwisa kana paine mhirizhonga. Isu tinongozvifambira tichiimba nziyo. Vakatitakura vakatiisa mumota yavo vakatendesa
aneta
kuti mhosva yamunapomera ndeyi vakati hatisatianayo
aambotisunga
for 3 hours.
Pane vanoti varayiridzi ava vari kuda kuratidzira kuti vari kuita zvamastrike pamwe chete nanachiremba vari kutumwa navamwe vanhu ndizvo here mungati chinamashoko wayo
masaisai yacho anoita seanorasika kuno.
Oh, ndanga ndati pane vamwe vanhu vanoti vadzidzisi nana chiremba ava vari kuratidzira vari kuramwa mabasa pane ari kuvatuma munoti chii nemashoko iwayo?
Ivowo ndo umbwa hwakakurisisa.
Aiwa vamasaraure vamasaraure pamusoro
urombo ndaandichida kuti koko ndokushaisa kwakakurisisa kunoitwa nevanhu vakaguta vanofunga kuti matumbu avo oga ndo akakosha vanhu vanofunga kuti vana vavo voga ndo vakakosha vanhu vanofunga kuti utano hwavo voga ndo hwakakosha vanhu vanodaro vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuamerica vanotumira vana vavo kunodzidza kuaustralia vanhu vanodaro havana chavanoshaya mudzimba dzavo. Isusu were ordinary citizens vari kushaya kana chekubata mudzimba. We work tirelessly for this country tichisungirira kuti tidzidzisa vana vachipasa nyika ichibhosta ichiti tine vanhu vanotidzidzisa education yedu yakakura zvisingaiti isu toti todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwane chekudya todawo muhoro unoita kuti tiwasoita vanoiri muchipatara muoti tatumwa ndingatumwa here kuti ndizive kuti mwana wangu ane nzara ndingatumwe here kuti ndizive kuti handina mari yekukurisa muchovha kuenda kubasa unhubu hunoitwa nevanhu vanoti kana vabata voti pavakabata ipopo vakushandisa fosi yekutanga ndiyo yavanoshandisa mapurisa asi tachitangwa anongogrebha vanhu sematsangi eminisiya inongoya ichingobata vanhu zvisiti izvoti hatina mhosva yatira kutsungira vanoshandisa chechipiri vachishandisa zvenyaya yestate propaganda vanogara pasi voshandisa maresources avangadai vachiisa kudevelopment yenyika kuti vagenerate lies and malice yekungodisrida nyika its unnecessary this uncalled for this country is for to move forward tinoondi dzimalisi inosoee propagate yakuti vanhu ngavavai vasadire jesa whatever the biggest jesa riri kudirwa ndere vanhu vari misdirected vanofunga kuti ivo vega ndo vane matumbu isati fano kudirwa
mombomira ipapo tichadzoka kwamuri ya Mr. Masaraure Senga
ndinotenda paro tichadzoka vamalorenzi mapengo vadini navo vachange vachipindira urombo ndazwa ukasha
nezvinhu
zvatinogara tichinotaura nevanhu saka ndichakumbira valorenzi mapengo vanovesekitari vedeeen rpei pamunodzoka ndovaange
aiwa tatenda chaizvo vamasaraure tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Masaraure is not happy with the accusations or insinuations that the doctors, the teachers have a hidden agenda or they are being asked to do this by some unseen hand. But he says his biggest question is that, do I have to be told by anyone that my child is hungry? So he's saying that this is what they are fighting for, that they should have an equal part of the cake so that, you know, the country can move forward. So what I wanted to ask Mr. Chuma, how are you, Mr. Chuma?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. There are those people who say that the new dispensation has been given more than enough time to show a difference from the way things were and the way things are today. They are saying that things instead are getting worse. What can you say to that, Mr. Chuma?
I would tell you one thing straight up. It would be very unfortunate to hear anybody say that this new dispensation has been given enough time already, because we're actually less than a year into the new rule of the new dispensation. And you must know that building a country is not like cooking a pot of sada where you just boil water and then pour in millimeter and that's it. You're good to go. It takes a whole lot of other dimensions to build up a nation and to sustain an economy that was already in its comatose. So I'll definitely tell you that this thing needs more time. It needs the engagement. It needs a focus and being together as a nation. It's not going to be a ruling party thing. It's not going to be an MDC thing. It's going to be a Zimbabwean thing. So as we go into it, let us look into this equation as an equation that can only be solved if X and Y are all together in it. Once there is one component that's not in it, we are going to have a problem.
But then when we look at the situation, we are seeing a lot of disgruntlement across professional organizations like the doctors, the teachers, for example. And now we hear that the miners are also threatening to join in this strike. Don't you believe that things are getting a little bit worse than they should have been otherwise?
Quite true indeed, but I will tell you that it's very unfortunate to see things going that road. And when you really look into it, I will forgive anybody who actually say that there's another hand, a hidden hand pulling the strings there to make some of these things dance to a certain tune. It becomes unfortunate when professions like teaching, the medicine profession, become polarized as well, and politics comes into play. Those are professions that have always been respected, and I think that should have been left alone of this game. But if you look at our Zimbabwe situation, it's so very unfortunate that our opposition party normally taps into those kind of bodies and professions like the ZCTUs, because we all know it's not a secret that the MDC was born out of the ZCTU anyway. Now we are now sort of diluting genuine grievances that are there. The teachers have, genuine grievances. Doctors have genuine grievances. Those things should be addressed in a sober manner, and they definitely have to be attended to. But unfortunately, while we are at it, some elements of politics come out now and start disturbing and distorting what the genuine people are really crying for. Look at by the doctors, they are crying for forex, but in their profession, they are not producing any forex at all. So where do they expect the government to get the forex from at the moment? They already see that government is struggling to try and get forex to bring in basic commodities like fuel and even drugs that they are going to use in hospitals, and then they demand their salaries in forex. Surely this is our thing. We are growing it, and while it's still growing, yet that tree, yet that land is not really grown to support such things. Is it going to grow? Karagudu, we are actually killing it. That's one thing. Those are the kind of questions that must come into people's minds. Yes, I can understand miners mine gold or platinum, whatever, and they're earning that forex. I can understand them when they say, let's have the forex, because they're earning it every day. But every other sector, really, if you are patriotic and you want to grow this thing, we should understand and bear with the government to say they still don't have what they would want to actually have. It's just like you at home. Kanawa retrenched and you're not working. And then your kids are crying for meat, yet you are actually on a linen budget and you can probably afford meat once a week. They must really understand then when you sit down with them and say, guys, this is the situation. I'm no longer working at the moment, so we now need to tighten up a couple of things.
Thank you,
Juma. If they are proper children, they must understand you and bear with you at that moment until you get all right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Sizokutoka esilo baba uCaffron Ndlovu ecingweni. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Siyaphila kunjani mfowethu?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Ungathini ke ngokwenzakale kwele Zimbabwe?
Into eyenzakala kwele Zimbabwe inzima kakhulu, because into esiyikhalela ukuthi nga kungaphuma le party ungene enye iparty at least, because now akunamadoktha ezibhedlela, amatisha nathi astrike. So into esiyikhalela kakhulu ukuthi nga kungaba notshintshi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi iZimbabwe siyibhilde ibe right, because manje even imali ayikho ekhaya. Kumele sisebenzise ama-foreign currency, so it's not right. Kumele siwanta izwe lethu liba nemali, but for now i-country yethu ayinamali. Kumele sisebenzise imali zamanye amazwe, ngoba imali yalaphana leyo bond yakhona ayisebenzi. Uma uhamba nakwelinye ilizwe ayisebenzi. Ungeza napha South Africa abayithathi le mali, so kumele uyiphindisele bank. So that's a big problem. So nga ungazanya ukuthi ku-build i-country, then le party i-party lebuso e-ZANU-PF iphume embusweni kungene i-MDC. At least sibone ukuthi wena i-MDC what's gonna do, izoyenzelani abantu, because now siyakhala sisemazweni manje siyasebenza, kodwa asiyibone into sisebenzela, because into zi-too expensive ekhaya. So into sesikhala ukuthi nganje kungangena enye i-party sikwazi ukuthi i-build i-country yethu ngenye i-party, bondi yona izosishiya kuphi, sikwazi ukubona ukuthi nathi sihambe siyosebenza emakhaya. So ilanda South Africa nje asijabule, because asikwazi ukubona iy'ngane zethu. Ukuzibona iy'ngane sezingile after 1 year, so that's a big problem. At least uma ngabe ngisebenza ekhaya ngizobona eBulawayo, ngiyakwazi ukushaza ngeFriday ngihambe ngelala ekhaya ngibona iy'ngane zami. But for now, noma ngishaza ngeFriday angikhoni ukuthi ngihambe ngiyibona iy'ngane, because siza kubhale Monday ezemsebenzini and i-country sekudini kakhulu, yabona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Ndlovu, ungathi nokusasa sibongile bakho.
Okay, siyabonga mfowethu.
Yes, that's Mr. Caffron Ndlovu. He's in South Africa. He's complaining really about the bond notes. He's saying they are not working at all. That's the problem that Zimbabwe is facing. Says those bond notes are too problematic. And then at the same time he was saying that ZANU-PF has failed, so the leadership of ZANU-PF should pave way for MDC. So that he can always visit home and see his kids and so forth. So yeah. So now I don't know whether we've got a reaction from people.
There is someone here who is saying exactly what you have just said. This is Charles Katerere, who is saying that zvinotoda mutungamiri asiri dambudzo, ngavape vachamisa. That's his opinion, that they need a new leader.
And naturally, I think Chuma's reaction would be like, you know, it's not like sharing cigarettes. Yeah?
No,
that's
no,
power.
No. yeah. And Nicodemus Matariro, anoti apana, apana nyayapa. He doesn't believe that the ZANU-PF is trying to do, really trying to do anything helpful. And then Mehluleli Moyo is very critical of Mr. Chuma. He's saying that he's not looking at the bigger picture, but that he's just looking at the situation around himself. And then there's Ernest Gomani, who just says, Zvaka Oma, Tawanda Gorondondo wants to talk to us. We'll call him. And then Tennyson Sibiya says, Vumai kutitakone wa mupeva mwebasa wa nogona. That's Mr. Sibiya. Nicodemus Matariro says that this so-called new dispensation is just as good as nothing to the ordinary Zimbabwean. Yeah, and Takura Uni says that enough time ya Uno Taura during GNU change was seen within a short space of time. Ipai mwana mu. Oh, I don't know what this word means, so I won't try to say it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. So I think we've got a caller, but before going to that caller, Mr. Wande, we've got Tendai Ipindura who says, my way, naive to way. So I think...
That's a cry of despair.
Then Zakile Liline is saying, I'm watching you guys. Then Utuli Masoga, why is ZANU-PF blaming other people for his own problems? Then Tabisa Mbuyazu is saying, Tube, I'm watching as well. Thank you so much, Tabisa, for watching us. And then we've got a caller. Can you take that caller? I think it's Shona, the speaker.
Makadi niko pa runarapa.
Nuvara Makadi. Chinochimba, baba muno chimba wewe.
Aiwa, chitofara. Edu, chiri kutawara nani?
Muri kutawara na wakrinji muvamba. Vari kukestawana.
Ehe. Chibazire wone fungwa zenyu panya ya irimudari roi.
Panyaedi mudariro wakuru wangu ningiko na kuti wakuru wakone wabata especially yo vatungamiriri yedu nokuti yo vatungamiriri yedu kana vachitenga zvinhu zvavanotenga nemari yekunze especially kwa America iyo vanhu vakadzidza vanhu vanenge madhokotera nevanhu yo maticha ndivada kupo iyo mari yemapepa kuti vakwanise kudzidzikira kubasa ndinoda kuti pakashata vakuru kana vakonewa havasiyire vechidiki Vishidiki wote wabasa, wenda mberi. Ziri nane chera hawa jizi, hile, vishidiki wana kwa zadari. Zinyane kiti, tuwane mwenye kumuni, mbiri, mwenye wanewa nima, wishi tuwe kawa. Kaneta ni hawa wakati wa kutunga mili rawa. Poko zaura ya nina. Hakuna zo jiso, kundi tumire mari, haka tumire are marana. Haka kiyaru kumabonda, hapana zo nina ita. Saka nini, chandru ngona yosemu tigafu, mimiri ito yofana ngo siya, na hiti kubri yiso, kutu 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 kutu
Yeah, Iwa. Tino tenda ni mashoko enyu. Asi muna sokuti zvika kwanisika here izvozvo kuti hurumende ingoisa zvinhu pasi yofamba yoenda. Zvinogoneka here izvozvo.
Ipapo ipapo vava panoto anoneta because hey, asimba vanorida pakutungamirira. Asi havachakoniwe. Vatadza ivo vakarwara vanofulaya. Ora tikanzisa hama dzedu even those tiri kurekedze kwenyika iyo ikazibere kwanga arwara ndikwanisi kumunzwa kukunu kuno kwatakafira kwete kwedzanzi ore ipo panapa ndinoti pano pachida mari yakawanda ndizotadza kuti munzwa asi iwo zviri izvi saka ipapo ndinoti zvino vambonzira izvo hama vacho vakavhotera ehe hongu vakakumbira musaro dzapfuura asi pano vamwe vacho vakavhotera havatwara kumbavafungira ndinoona kuti varume havanana basa kana hanya nezvimwe kudzika kwa pachigaro zvinonetsa tinozvizira anoona kuti vasabvira kuda kwaya jezere asi vakonewa varanaga kuzviva iyo varume vava vari kutitungamirira
aiwa tatenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu tatenda zvikuru nokutitsigira kwamuri kuita tinovimba kuti zvinhu zvichafamba zvakanaka you know, his solution is very simple. The government should just give up and let other people do it.
I wanted to know
if it is practical, and he admits that it's not practical, but he is adamant that we need new leadership, people with new ideas.
Let's hear what other people are saying on Facebook. We've got Faith Cutler who says, no longer an excuse saying new dispensation. How is the MDC throwing spanners in ZANU-PF's works? Bamasara Ure is on point and Mr. Chuma should listen. Then Zwelani Reeves Moyo says, ZANU-PF is the old dispensation and the same new dispensation. It has never respected its own policies. Then ever weak, Mare says, ZANU-PF failed the people of Zimbabwe 30 years ago. They must go. How can Mr. Chuma talk of being together when the ZANU-PF leadership is enjoying life, buying cars, going out of the country for medical checkups, and all these other things? Then Faith Cutler is back again. He says, we should be seeing good policies on the ground towards easing the economic situation in Zimbabwe. And then David says, for how long are we going to have all these problems under ZANU-PF? So I guess we've got another caller. But before going to that caller, let's maybe get a comment from Mr. Lawrence Mutengo of the Rural Teachers Association. Mr. Mutengo, how are you? Mr. Mutengo or Mpengo or Mutengo? Lawrence, are you there?
Mapengo.
Yeah, oh, Mapengo. Mapengo. So, yeah, okay. So now we got it right. So maybe you can pose a question to him.
Makadi niko, tipewe ufungwa zenyu, ndimi murumkati me saka wanda wanda shirikuitika munyika. Muno nzwa shirikutoro wana vamwe, manzwa usatoro wana na vachuma, na vamwe wese wese. Tipewe ufungwa zenyu pa mamiru akaita zinu.
Nyaya iripapa kumbe ndiye kuti zvinhu zviri paground zvakaoma edi vanhu havafanira kutarana away from reality yekuti upenyu muZimbabwe hwaoma maprices akwira then vanhu vasi kutoafoda even mabasics okuti aput on the table. So it's a reality that people don't need to run away and vanhu vezanupiefu havafanira kublema kuti kwanzi pane mumwe munhu ari kudira jecha pazvinhu zvinhu even they are to blame because they are just a few months away from election, and we are failing to fulfill my election promises. They are failing to fulfill with Nika. If I'm doing the Risaka, if I'm poor, Tina Kutitinga, we run. You can only know in the Mumu government in the old Kurana. If you know that, I can run, right? To enjoy. But if you not go to go to the water, I'm going to go to the water. I'm going to go to the water.
Saka imimi sekubvunza kwandana mboita manzwa zvataurwa navamwe manzwa zvataurwa navachuma imimi munofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane izvi
zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvigadzikane izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vanofanira the government zvanhu zvinofanira kuti aseptia kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi it's not the best way forward zvavafanira kuti bond runs 181 but you can do in a shop on out to a 3-tier system, exchange system. You need to go to the reality background. I think it should be, you know, that way forward. Then we move away from the bond, you know, to the regulator, the regulator, 3-tier system. Then we adopt currency stable. There are options to go out there. Yes, there are options to go out there. And those options can be done and you can have angle stabilizers and stuff like that. Otherwise, go to the regulator, the regulator, they run away from reality.
Zvakunonzi maticha havawisi mari yokunze maticha has generate foreign currency se vachida kubhadharwa nemari yokunze
iyoyo haisi problem yedu because isusu tiri maemployees and the government iresponsibility yayo yekuti cater for welfare because hatisi chese tingaigenerata kera foreign currency kana tatozosvika ipapo totogona kuti no vanhu vedu vatakadzidzisa vakaenda kunze vakaunza maremitensis munyika tichitipai mari iyoyo handifungi kuti ngadziwa tichiinda ikoko ivo ngangoita fulfill obligation yedu yekuti maticha kana kuti vashandiwa vehurumende welfare yavo is well catered for then tinee tatopedza ipapo otherwise zvimwe zvese inenge yangova politicking and nyika yeda yamboendi mberi
aiwa tatenda zvikuru vamapengo tichadzoka kwamuri ramba yenyu muri parunare on the issue that teachers do not generate any foreign currency so they should not asked to be paid in foreign currency. He says that's not an issue because it is the government's responsibility to take care of their welfare, whatever currency is used. That is fine with them, but it has to be a currency that also can make them live a better life than what is going on now.
I think what he's saying is very true, because even some big companies that don't generate foreign currency have to rely on, you know, foreign currency from the RBZ. So whether you generate foreign currency or not, you know,
this issue from Mr. Chuma. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we are told that Mr. Wande, we've got another caller, I think. Let's take that caller. Someone a caller, Gunjan.
In
Kumalo one for it.
Kumalo PGC.
Pengisiwa unjani? Ngikunjani. Ye akutsho phela nanku kuyazukukanya into eziningi sesihlupa kwaleZimbabwe ubona nje.
Ya inkinga lokhu ibona mangibheka ku TV everything eZimbabwe correct. Amadoctor alelungile lokuthi astrike ngoba ngabantu. Amatisha alelungile lokuthi abastrike ngoba abantu. Lokuthi abalethi imali, abangenisa imali yamanye amazwe phande, akutsho niks lokho. Akukho ukumehluko next. Isekutshena lo obusayo lo usuke ezandleni zikatitsha. Ama-doctors ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini, ama-teacher ayenza umsebenzi obalulekile ebantwini bangabantu. Into engixakayo ukuthi are they the only people ababona iproblem esekhaya na, or abantu bonke baseZimbabwe abayiboni yini laba abanye abantu? Yibo bodwa abayazi ukuthi ekhaya kuludubo nama-teachers. It says ukuthi everybody must facilitate to fix up iproblem yasekhaya. But only doctors and teachers and nurses yibo kumele bakhale ukuthi kule problem elizweni. I-government kayilungise udubo olusekhaya. Kube nokuzwana ekhaya. Even abantu abaphandle, they are not happy ukuthi bazethathi. It's not that they like it. You see more.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Bhekisipho, ungadinwa kusasa, sibongele kakhulu.
Yebo.
So what Bhekisipho is saying is that the government should fix everything that is affecting the nation, you know, because he's saying at the end of the day, the problem that is there is seen by everybody. So the government has got the final say in whatever happens in Zimbabwe. So it should fix whatever is there. So maybe let's get a reaction from Mr. Chuma before we go to another guest. So Mr. Chuma, I think we've been hearing people saying almost the same thing. ZANU-PF is not doing the right thing. So when are you going to do the right thing?
Like I said earlier on, we are doing everything to our best ability, but we are not going to be perfect. We are bound to make mistakes. We are bound to miss one or two things, and hence that's where everybody now is needed collectively, because we might be forming the government as a ruling party. But you see, the government belongs to everybody. It belongs to even the NDC cadre, the ZAPU cadre. So which means that at the end of it all, it all bows back to the effect of saying that let us all partake to the resuscitation of the economy and to the building up of all our infrastructure and everything collectively. So this thing cannot just be left to ZANU-PF. And believe me, ZANU-PF is not wanting to blame anybody. I've never heard them want to blame anybody or point fingers. This is not the time to point fingers at each other. But it is time to start telling each other the truth and saying, so what are you doing where you are? In the situation of the economy, the pushing forward of our country is concerned. And that question alone must then ignite that spark that is going to then start rejuvenating the country as a whole. But the moment wherever you are pulling astray, then you must know that you are part and parcel of the problems of the country called Zimbabwe. But if you are doing well where you are, talking well about your country wherever you are, in Washington, D.C., as you guys are there now, you should be trying to lobby to say, no, sanctions are not good because they don't affect the Ramnanga God, they don't affect the Chamisa. They affect the ZANU-PF POVO down there, the NDC POVO down there. Those are the people that are actually feeling the brunt of those sanctions. So to say targeted or whatever is not going to help anybody. Those guys are going to have their breakfast very well. Chamisa will wake up to eat his breakfast. Ramnangagwa is going to wake up to eat his breakfast. Go, but how about Isusu POVO, Pasapa, whether they are ZANU-PF or MDC, they are going to face the same problem. They're going to go to the same hospital where there are no doctors. They're going to send their children to the same schools where there are no teachers. I'm sure they're learning in some private school somewhere. Well, now I'm sure they're all grown up, but if they're young, they'll be going to some private school somewhere. But Marawako, the agenda which called was not teach, agenda which by the way, not doctor. So who's following who at the end of the day? Those are the questions that Zimbabweans should really be posing to themselves right now.
Thank you.
And that way we can start solving the equation of Zimbabwe going down, and we'll start seeing Zimbabwe going up, because we'll now start pulling in one direction, knowing that whatever we do, the consequences are going to be felt by the person down there, not the people up there.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much. I think we've got another guest. So who is this guest?
Magadi niko pa runara apo.
I think it's Chief Chirandu.
Ah, yes. Diva Chirandu. Hello.
Yes.
Magadi.
Yes,
Magadi nzenyu.
Mushem.
Vyamako ere. Takapisa kukunzwa ipano pa nepfinyuro pa nemwedzi yakawanda chose.
Zveshuwa.
Munofungei nezvamuri kuona nezviri kuitika?
Zviri kuitika kumusha uko zvakaoma. And the problem is there could be a solution by the authorities that be if ever we had people who had what it takes to come up with the decisions and arrest the situation. Unfortunately, and we'd expect to leave, which is practically impossible if you are being led by somebody who is blind. So,
I think his line is cut off. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe go to Mr.
Mapengo. Maybe we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Vamapengo Muripo. Hello, Vamapengo Muripo.
Hey, hello.
Hey. Yeah, ndandoti kuda pamwe maenda. Manzwa zvataurwa nevamwe manzwa zvapindurwawo na vachuma. Imimi musavarairidzi. Chamunoona chinofanira kuitwa kuti zvinhu zvinake pamuri imimi ndechipi uye zvinozogona here kungogadzirira imimi moga vamwe vasina kugadziriswa?
Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vanga vangotibudira pachokwadi mamirira akaita zvinhu. Ende especially panyaya yeUS dollar pakuti tinoona kuti maUS dollar achitaugwa nezvavo. Kune vamwe vari kumawana within the government. Saka kuti vazouya voti kwatiri isusu varairidzi hatisi kuwana USA. Handifungi kuti kwai vaTrump kana kuti vaObama vakatora maUSA avo vakabuda nawo muZimbabwe. Angorimo mu 5.5 billion ungati vanhu ungati mari yakatorwa ikabuda munyika ingori imo but iri mudzimba dzavanhu ende vaibudisa vaenda nayo ndopavakauya vakaisa bhondi vakambotipromisa vachiita zvokuti bhondi 1:1 and ndobva vazotizve bhondi 1:1 haichashandi ndobva vazodzokazova kuti 1:1 yaakushanda. Those contradictions ndo zvinoratidza kuti vanhu ava vasi kutitaurira in good faith but vakuda kungotirasarasa njere dzedu. Saka ndopa tava kuramba ipapo kuti no zvinhu zvamuri kutaura hazvii. Saka the way forward now is ngavatinyatso kutitaurira chokwadi chiripo chekutinoka utsotsi hwese hwavari kuita uhwo ndo hwatisingadi. Maethics egood governance ndo havasi kuda kushowa ndo hatii kuramba.
Ava tinotendana namashoko enyu. Rambai zvenyu muripoti chadzoka kwamuri. Pane vamwe futi vari parunhare.
Yes, I think it's Donald Mamboma.
Yeah, wow, that sounds familiar. Makadiva Mamboma. Aiwa Trinani.
Yebo Mamboma kunjani?
Ah kuyaphila kuyakunjani?
Hayi siyaphila mfowethu.
Titaurireza. Nasi munoda kuti taurira chi?
Ah, nemkoma wandi munona sekuti nyika ino nakare. Ne vanhu vane kukavara kudai vachigwa tikwati.
Tirikubvunza imimi ka. Tibudze imimi kuti zvofamiswa sei? Munozviona sei?
As long tichingova nevanhu vakaita sana vachuma vane mfungwa dzakaridzana vachuma dzokusatenda zvinhu zviri pachena papani hanyika haina achimukoma tidimbonyeperana nokuti iko zvine muriko wava kutoblema kutoblema kuta sokuti opposition ine simba here kana tiwo ndo vakatitahwinha tapinda panyanga zvavachiita kaonawo wai iko zvine vachida assistance yeopposition but vavairiga vachiita medzidhaudza zokuti 10+1 ndiani wai iko zvino vakuda kuti join forces nani pavada kubatana nayo zvavaitika ndo zvavairigira vanoriga vasina klu yokuzogadzira nyika ndo problem ine vanhu ava saka haisi yakanaka nyika yedu mukoma chero tikadini tichingova nevanhu vane pfungwa dzakaridza vachuma idzodzi ivo vanobva vanonyatsokuziona ndi MP kana kati vakazobvavo constituency yayo yavanotomirira inovanhu vanotambura chaizvo kuda three quarters yavanhu vose varimo vanotambura vanozviziva izvo vachuma havangasangu ngavaiti sekuti ngavarege kuita sekuti vari kuudzwa zvinhu zvavasingazivi mani hapana asingazivi kuti nyika munotambuka iko zvinoda zvamatoa maticha maticha ouri kuitei uri kuitei pauri chiichadi saka kubva riini varungu varipo takamboona munhu achizonoitei pauri kana kuti unoshanda chauri kuita kushanda tichaari kudzidza vana vachipuwa kaei yacho ombodzi uri kuitei pauri ipapo kuti vachumavo musafanga musakangwa uvainvita ipapo
aiwa tidaro
pfungwa dzavo dzinopesa nemhomho yedonyika
izvo hazvina haisiri mhosva kuti pfungwa dzavanhu dzinopesana dzinosiyana ndo zvatiri kukurudzira pachirongwa chino kuti vanhu vataure zvavanoona maonero avo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika saka
pfungwa dzavachuma nepfungwa dzavachiri muhanzi mukoma hwande davo kudai vanonyanya kutiza pachokwadi savanoziva ngavambopota vachiadhimita kuti chindo chokwadi kana vakangodero chete ithink nyika inonaka because problem yatinaende kuita sekuti nevanhu munyika vaviu vasinga accepti chokwadi chiri pachena ndozvinonei kuti ivo vakaudzwa kuti zvakati ivo vanodavada kuita mhandu kuvangova omuwezi vachiopoza majority yavari kutungamira
saaamira
hawo kana uchingoopoza vanhu vari kutungamiratine zhara ivo uri kuti havana zhara hamuna zhara tiiuuchiregaiaunaaautungamirirani
chiregai vachuma vapinduro vega. Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. It gets disappointing to hear a grown-up man say that. Andambotsi zvinhu zvakanaka muno muzimbabwe ndatozvitaurawo nanhu kati tiri kutambura povho iri kutambura povho yezanupf chaiyo iri kutambura povho yemudhc yacho iri kutambura asi vakuru kuoko zvinhu zviri kunaka tasvika pachinano chokuda kugadzirisa tiri toso it's not an issue of a government of national unity no but it's a matter of saying kuti iwewe pauri ipapo you have a role to play definitely ukaona chifunga kuti hauna role yokuplaya iwe uri muzimbabwe then you are somewhere lost somewhere you have a part to play it's just like a karakitaranya yecorruption corruption doesn't okay by one person it has to involve other parties and once the other party refuses to be corrupted or to be corrupt then corruption cannot okay but because another party then partakes of that then that's how corruption is begun that's all I'm saying so what I'm saying is that we all have a role to play wherever we are and if we don't play our role and want to blame the people for blame the government and said that one ndopata totangira ipapo vanhu kuti kuzovora kuti zvakaoma but no one wants kuti zvinhu zviome because kana zvichioma zvinoomera munhu wese hazviomeri vanhu vezanupf chete kana kuti vemudhc chete zvinoomera vana vezimbabwe vese so this is the time to really look at this thing national in a nationalistic viewpoint rather than a partisan viewpoint of the ZANU-PF MDC because we would rise also because we are always on a political gear all the time that in Bovisa ima budget in politics our arume timbo fega ma budget development timbo na uti konyika itu vei developers say tiri tose iwa orgu MDC kwa kwekoko inu viku ZANU-PF kwa kwekoko but si zori nika in the Zimbabwe it belongs to everybody all those parties put together
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe Donald is still there. Maybe can just his parting words, Donald.
Eh, mama. Muchiripo.
Funda kuti iyo ndiripo.
Eh, handiri
mapi. His last words maybe because time is up.
Mapiwa mindiro yenyu handiti mainzwa.
Ndanzwa, ndoda pano zvandafunza padokodoko ngoti anga vadokodoko ndafunza kuti iyo pavano fanda vachida kune dzimwe nyika dzavamwe havaho kunyara here sevakuru. Sewa wachu matoto waisa maexecutive kana kuti hamero legislature mavari kana kupai. Hava huku nyara hiru wachiona development hiru mirikuwe nika. Sewa wakuru wani wachibuda vashuri ya funo wachibira zindege wachidi. Hava huku nyara hiru kuti nika yao ya kango sunga hiru ziriki. Za ziriki za huku Zimbabwe nko ngondo. Apana kana njimaya chabuda kana mforo wa hukutika na hondi za ziriki za mkoma. Apanda kungo kutila na pachoku hadi hapa. Hava huku zikoni wawo. Koma njema zemi zichere kwa zinoma platinum anobuda zine ndepi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mamboma.
Ai wata tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu semazuva ose matipa mashoko kuti timbo nyatsofunga nezvamaburitsa tinotenda zvikuru vamamboma.
Maita basa mkomo.
Very nice discussion. So we've got Brighton Ndugu who says it must give Chamisa a chance. Then Makosi Ncube says, I'm watching you live, guys, from Bulawayo. Then Santon Makuze says, this old dispensation has failed. Then Mpo Machaka says, it's so disheartening because our leaders have failed to deliver from their election promises. I'm watching you from Swaziland.
Mm.
Then I've got people like, let me see, Tafatso Daru says, what Mr. Chuma is saying is not true because the government of Zimbabwe only belongs to ZANU-PF. And then K. Mukunda says, please, Mr. Chuma, stop lecturing us on sanctions. They were put for a reason. So please, please make sure that you stay out of some of these things at times.
Mm.
And then we've got Douglas Kauke. He says, please, Mr. Chuma, you're out of order. So what do we have here?
Yeah. We have a familiar name, Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's an office holder in the International Cross-Border Traders Association,
mm-hmm.
who is saying that they stand in solidarity with those people who are striking.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. Dennis Juru.
Mm-hmm.
There is Mr. Mpe Mikoti, who says, Zvimwe zvinhu zvinosiririsa ZANU inongoramba ichiti iri kutonga munyika musina mari pakaipa dai vanzwira tsitsi vana veZimbabwe vangosiyavo semapiwo avakaitwa naSmith. That's what he believes that they should just leave the country the way it was when it was handed over to
by Ian Smith. Now I think we've got Chief Chirandu now.
Chirandu, yes.
So Chief Chirandu, how are you doing?
Yes.
Sorry, your phone was actually cutting off. So, Chief Chirandu is a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army, and I guess now he's based in South Africa. So now, looking at the time when you were in Zimbabwe and now, I mean today. So, do you see any big difference in terms of Zimbabwe's economic situation right now?
There is a difference, if I can say. The time when I can see the chief of Kumusha the Chuyakuno Kandini, you find it with you. Yes, time I tell you, that's when we had the serious problem by 2008. But I got experience economic meltdown in Zimbabwe, which led later to the formation of the government of national unity, which then eased things up. You know, we had a reprieve of some sort up until 2012. Because of Pera government of national unity. Just prior to that government of national unity, things had gone haywire. I think you bear with me, you understand how things were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are to reflect on what was happening at that time, vis-a-vis what we are seeing and experiencing now, I think we are even worse off. In 2018, 2019, things are not getting any better. We are actually going down, and there is no coming back. As we can see, there are no signs of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you can say probably is going to give us some signposts of a better tomorrow. We only know that today is a bad day, tomorrow is even going to be worse, and we go on like that. And we see like EMA doctors, and they're going to be joining to nurses as well as my teacher, which is a national catastrophe, you know? But of course, we saw this coming. We saw this coming. Unfortunately, we have people in our country who believe you don't need to listen to reason, but you need to continue being repressive and reactive on issues. Really, if you were to come together and maybe find the best way possible out of my problems, and you say, okay, fine, I can't go on like this because they're going to lead to something worse than we have ever experienced before. Like, when we started having these issues of strikes, especially from the junior doctors, you could hear, right, from the leadership, that you say, unfortunately, we don't have any leadership. We don't have a leader in our understand that PF is anonymous of people who rule. As they always say, but I don't know where the problem is. You know, because we don't need Kutonga. That's where the problem is. That's where all the problems are emanating from. They're stemming from that. That we have people, we have the belief of Kutonga. Kutonga and the animals and the animals. But unfortunately, we don't have a Tungamiru. That's why we have this problem. But problems, doctors, they were not being given attention to. Otherwise, we're just being labeled as people who are not patriotic. Where you would get a vice president of a country to lecture us on the difference between a profession and an occupation, something that is unheard of, even if you call somebody from Mars, even rocket science, who never get your point where you have that kind of definition of trying to convince people that these people, they just have an occupation, it's not a profession. So, there's the James Bond court that will be, we don't expect that.
Thank you so much. Can you hold on? Yes, can you hold on? We're coming back to you. Let's take a caller. Slow Baba Uspasa Chuma. Baba Chuma, kunjani? Hayi siyaphila kakhulu isikhathi sesihambile Chuma. Phose lakho khona pho baba. Utsho ukuthi ubona njani ukwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe.
Hey, okwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe kunzima baba, pho ukuthi iqiniso elipheleleyo. Kunokunzima okukhulu kakhulu. Kanti eseke amadokotela abeke phansi izikhali abantu bayasezibhedlela. Nanka amatitshara katesi lawo. Abantwana kusasa bevula, kakula mntwana ozawuyifundiswa. Angikwazi ukuthi ilizwe lileqele livaliwe lithi. Ikuthi nje kasila abakhokheli abangani bakhaliphile enqondweni. Basebenzise kwempini, manje kungasebenzisa into empini lapha, bakusebenzisa into enjalo lapha emhlabeni la. Uyamele ulaleli, abantu laba bajela kudala, amatitha awonatshengisela kulesi khathi, kwakumele ukuthi ngabalalela izikhalazo zabo, amadokotela akhuluma kulesi khathi, kodwa into bezinzile kuzingakhangelwa. Umuntu uyabelekho ekhulume siyale, ekhulume siyale. Hayi, bakithi kunobunzima obukhulu kakhulu, angazi ukuthi zizagcina singaphi, kuyacela ivalele ilizwe lethu, manje ukuthi ngiyakhangela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ungathulela kusasa Sibasa Chuma.
Hayi, kulungile baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So all what he's saying is that all these problems started long back and the government should have listened to the needs of the teachers and doctors. So maybe Mr. Chuma can wrap it up in a minute. Baba Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, can you your last word, sir?
Well, what I want to say is that there are genuine problems and genuine strides from all these sectors. Teachers definitely have something to cry about. Their salaries are not probably commensurate with the work that they do. Same with the doctors. Same with almost all the employees. The police, the soldiers, you name it. There is a problem, but. This is our thing. This is our country. This is our new government that just came in. Let us not squeeze it. Let us not kill it. Let us grow it together. let's understand while we're at it. Let's cut some of these things. Government also being sincere about it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chuma.
And we move on.
I'm sorry, time is out, Mr. Chuma, but thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member, Mr. Obed Masara Wura, president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Chief Chirandu, a former army captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again tomorrow.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Have a good night. Until we meet next time.